Let's do a Super Tathis for Shabbos HaGadol and Pesach while we're here. We're not going to do an extended one today, but I want to get something out for everyone while they're busy doing their Pesach cleaning and trying to prepare. Those who are interested, I have a Super Tathi guide for Pesach, which is all full of the Torah and stories of the famed Rosh Yeshiva from Volozhin, the Netziv. Anybody who's interested in a PDF can contact me. Through the avenues of contact, those who are on the WhatsApp group can send me a WhatsApp, or alternatively, you can find my email with a simple Google search. Let's start with the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol about Eliyahu HaNavi. You'll see that his name is Nechtav Choser. You see he's written Eliyo without the Vav at the end, and Chazal are so fascinated by this, him being Nechtav Choser, that they ask, well, where did the Vav go? And you will find that Vav in Parshas V'chukosai, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. Rashi there says, well, you want to know where that Vav went? Eliyahu's name is Nechtav Choser. It's written missing that Vav five times in all of Tanakh. And Yaakov Avinu's name is written five times Mole, Yaakov with an extra Vav, which is not the way that it's normally spelled, says the Chazal quoted by Rashi. Yaakov Avinu took those vavs from Eliyahu's name to hold as collateral so Eliyahu would come and be Mavaser, the Geula. This next idea is partially based on Maharal and partially my thought, is that Yaakov Avinu is demanding, as the third of the Avos, the Churim Ashulash, for his children to be redeemed and for the Geula to happen. And Eliyahu HaNavi is not complete. He is symbolizing to him and saying, you aren't you. You are not even Eliyahu until you go and finish the job. We know that everybody has a tafkid. People have purposes in this world. We know that Bilam's donkey, Lefi the Medrash quoted by Ramban, died immediately after it fulfilled its. It spoke to Bilam, and that was the end of that for the famous Aton, right? And moreover, we know the famous Hesped of the Gro B'Chaye Odom says what actually is in the Targum in Koheles, that Shaul's purpose was to do the was to eradicate Amalek, and he failed to do that, which is why he lost the Melucha. And finally, there's a Torah by Krav El HaMizbeach when Aaron HaKohen was trying to go to the Mizbeach, and he saw this Avera, it was pushing back so hard. The Torah is, he saw the Tavnis Shel Shor from these Karnaim of the Mizbeach. He saw the ox, he saw the Egel HaZahav, as if he was just unable to move forward. Says Rashi there, the Musar given to him is, Ki Lakach Notzarta, you were created for this. And often the Yitzhar Hara doubles down, puts all of its strength to keep us from doing our Tafkid. Now that we know and have proven everybody has a tafkid, who could have such a tafkid godol like Eliyahu HaNavi to come and be Mavaser the Geula, Shiyavo Bimheira Yameinu, says Yaakov Avinu, I demand from you to fulfill your purpose. I demand from you to come and do that now. Until then, you are not Eliyahu. This is a chizik for us, that we all have purposes, and we need to become ourselves that we were made to be. And this is also a chizik for us with all of our important relationships, with the people from whom we have the depth to look at and say, you know what? You can demand better from yourself, so you can indeed be yourself. This is the Mesorah we see from Yaakov Avinu. Next, a beautiful idea about Gnus and Shevach. Gnus and Shevach are themes of the Seder. And there's a fundamental question why we should begin with Gnus at all, right? Why don't we just start with the good stuff and move on? After all, this is a celebration. So I have an idea. It's a little bit based on Rabbeinu Chisdai Kreskes, who says that the purpose of the Avdus in Mitzrayim was to teach us how to be Avadim. Wanted to teach us how to be servants, so we could get to the point of Hallelujah of Dei Hashem, those who serve Hashem. Indeed, we were going from Avdus to Avdus. It's just the freedom that we had to choose who we were going to serve. Fundamentally, what that means is that we had to learn from our experiences with one slavery to appreciate the other one. My wife tells me the psychologists say that people are generally happier when something that they are dreading is removed than when they receive something that they want. And here, they got both. They got that which was a dreading removed, that terrible experience of slavery, and they got to serve the Ben Shalom. This is evident. You can see this idea in Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, when we say Odecha ki ani sani in Halal, he says, you can say it ini sani. You gave me an inui. Why am I going to thank you for giving me an inui and then making the Yeshua? It's because it makes the Yeshua so much sweeter. We need to experience darkness to appreciate light. We need to experience slavery to appreciate freedom. We need to experience gnus to be able to understand shevach. This all comes together when we appreciate the concept as brought up in the Shar Bitachon of the Chavos Levavos Rabbeinu Bachya Ibn Pekuda, when he talks about the concept of in which instances a servant would completely trust in their master. When they realize seven conditions are fulfilled with their master, that they know all about them, they know what's good for them, they have no ulterior motives, and so on and so forth. We can see that we experience a bad master, right? Avadim velo avdei avadim, then we get to become avadim, of the real master, the only one that we can trust, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we can start in Gnus. And then we go to Shevach, because the avdus of Avodas Hashem could be no better. There could be nothing better than that. Another interesting thought is that there's a Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha that says we all know the Medrashim about Avram Avinu Mitchila of the Avodah Zorah, right? We said that he was involved in all these things in Choron, it wasn't so good, and then he decided to rebel, and so on and so forth. But we just start with Lech Lecha. Why do we do that? Because we don't want to talk about the Avodah Zorah. It's not covetic. So then all of a sudden we get to the Seder, and this Ramban's theory doesn't seem to hold up. Because we start with Tchila of the Avorazarai of Asenu, so how could we talk out of both sides of our mouths, at least for the Ramban? So I'll give you two answers. One is maybe it's different when you do it in one sitting. That, based on our idea, we can feel the Shevach more when we realize the starting point. And the second one is maybe it could be different with respect to Klal Yisrael. There's a Mesera, an idea that people like to daven before getting to the Arba Bonim, and this is not based on the text of the Haggadah per se, but based on the Shas, where it says Mikan HaBen Shoel HaSa'av. So this is why we would daven there, because it says daven here. I tried to think a little bit about why is it that it's so choshev that we should daven right then, meaning this whole night is a real magical special night. We suspend all the rules of, you know, Laila ke Yom Yo'ir v'chule. Why now? So I will make it based on a Yesod v'Shor Shavoda, where he says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu gathers his Palmal Yeshal Maila, and they're all looking and getting so much nachas about what is happening right now. What is happening right now? It's the transmission of Mesora. When you have a father and a child enraptured in question and answer, in telling over the things that their chain of Mesora has believed in for very long, generation after generation after generation. When the child is ready to ask their father, they're so excited, they're singing it. A night, a magical night like that, where you have the Mesora, you have the Emunah Bitachon, you have it all coming together. What could give more nachas to Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's when you start asking for things. You start asking for things when you're giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu just what he wants. Chad Gadya. Chad Gadya is a beautiful story, and I will just give you Roshei Prakim, that it is a story about what the Shor Bitochon calls Sibos and Sibos Sibos. There is a difference between actual and proximate causation. And his example is that of a well, right? So there's a bucket at the bottom of the well, which is held onto it by a handle and tied on by a rope. And the rope is attached to a pulley, and a pulley is pulled by an animal, and the animal is being led by a person, right? What is taking the water out? It's the bucket. You know, that's the closest cause. And then what's really taking the water out? It's the person leading the animal, leading the rope, leading the pulley, leading the handle, leading the bar, you know, so on and so forth. That's the idea, is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is at the top of the food chain of everything. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Sibos Sibos. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the actual cause of everything on planet Earth. And when we remember that, we can appreciate the whole journey of the Seder, is that we're getting to this one point. And everything, as the Maharal says, it's Beseder, everything is in order. On that very point, not too much talk usually about Vayhi B'Chatzi HaLaila, but I like it. Vayhi B'Chatzi HaLaila is about how the whole world works on a Kadosh Baruch Hu schedule. We learn in the Shor Bitochon that a person cannot affect something to go earlier or later than it's supposed to be. So we now know that Pesach is referred to as Leil Shimurim. The Sephorno says that Leil Shimurim means that it means that this is a day that was set aside at the time of creation. Kadosh Baruch Hu took that day and said, this is going to be a day for Geula, for our people from Mitzrayim, and that was set aside. And we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu knew this time, and when that time came, he hurried its tafkid to come into fruition. So too, says the Sforno, we should appreciate that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to bring the Geula, that can happen in a blink of an eye, keheref ayin. So it's a chizik for all of us as we're trying to get prepared. We prepare ourselves for the Seder. We prepare ourselves for Pesach. We want kosher food. We want kosher experiences. We want kosher lives. And everything will happen in its place. Everything beseder, b'midu v'mishkum v'chuvan. And we will get to the next time, another time that has also been set aside, the day where Eliyahu Navi comes, his name will become Malei, and he's Mevaser the Geula. Everyone have a Chag Kasher Sameach.